Boy, you don't have any shortage of complaints about the big, beautiful bill from those on the left. The only problem is, while the mainstream cartel media is happy to amplify their complaints, when you actually look at what they're complaining about, in my view, they're actually complaining about things that make things better. So I thought we'd talk about it with Washington State Senator John Braun, who joins me now, head of Washington State's Senate GOP caucus. Senator Braun, welcome back.
Thank you for having me on, Lars.
So tell me about this. How is the big, beautiful bill going to help Washington State, despite what all your friends on the other side of the aisle say about it?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of fear mongering from the other side, but when you actually look at what the bill does, and it is a big bill, it covers a lot of stuff. A lot of talk has been about Medicaid and the concerns about that. When you look at what it does, it brings in accountability and to make sure that the program survives long term to serve the folks that it was intended to, the elderly, the folks in extreme poverty, disabled children, by doing things like creating a work requirement, not a really high bar. It's 20 hours a week, either working or looking for work or volunteering or even school counts. So make sure folks are working to get themselves on a good track in the future. Not a bad thing. In fact, a very good thing. It does some other things like ensure you're eligible. You know, some of the waivers put in place by President Biden over his term. You know, we think we have millions of people across the country and lots of folks in Washington State who are using Medicaid and aren't really eligible, which means they're taking money away from the vulnerable folks it's supposed to serve. And then the other one I like to mention, because we talked a lot about it during this last session here in Washington, is there's a number of people in Washington and in other places across the country who are enrolled in multiple states, and could be any number of reasons why they're enrolled in multiple states. But it's called, so we're basically paying double for no good end. They're not getting more health care as a result. In Washington State alone, we know if we remove the dual enrollees, we'd save $150 million a year. That's big money, and money that could go to other more useful purposes. So, you know, they're worried about the changes in Medicaid. In Washington, these will actually save money and allow us to redirect that money where it can be used more efficiently, more effectively for the folks who really need it.
Well, and in fact, is this just an objection because the three big groups being cut, the mutilating Mengele doctors who are doing genetic or genital surgery and chemicals on kids? I can't imagine even the most the most tried and true Democrat would say, oh, we got to make sure the doctors can still chop up your kids. I don't think that, you know, who's going to defend that? And then illegal aliens who shouldn't be on the program at all, but both Washington and Oregon see fit to work around the federal rules that bar illegals and say, we're going to give it to them anyway. That, again, cheats citizens. And then the deadbeats, like you said, I mean, I'm just calling them deadbeats out loud, Senator, because if you're and the requirements under the big, beautiful bill are they can demand that you work at least 20 hours a week, but only if you are childless, not pregnant, not a child, not the elderly, working age adult with no kids and not pregnant and mentally and physically capable. So you put all those criteria in, you say you're paying for health insurance with the taxpayers' money for people who won't go get a job at least 20 hours a week, who don't have any kids to take care of. They're not elderly. They're not children. They're just working age adults who don't want to work. Well, why would you want to pay for them?
That's a common sense reform, one that, if asked independently, is broadly supported by Republicans and Democrats, independents. It's just because it's a Republican idea that our Democratic friends are attacking it because they're trying to distract. I mean, Washington, they're genuinely trying to distract from the harm they did during this last session where they put $13 billion in new taxes, mostly levied against working Washingtonians. They approve that, and they don't. They don't want folks to pay attention to that, so they're trying to distract with arguments that, you know, when you really dig in, just don't make sense. This is just good policy, good accountability, making sure that we're delivering services to the most vulnerable without just wasting money on folks who can and should be able to go out and work a minimum number of hours per week.
Well, and isn't Washington State doing a different form of what Oregon is doing, where they overtax the hospitals, tell the hospitals to submit a bigger bill to Medicaid, to the federal government, and then when the money comes back and the hospitals say, but you taxed us, the state of Washington under Ferguson just turns around and gives them the money back to care for the people on Medicaid, you know, to provide for the people on Medicaid who aren't qualified for it, meaning people in the country illegally. Washington is still doing that scam, are they not?
Yeah, Washington is doing this in a number of ways for a long time. It's been a risky proposition from the very beginning. It was never intended, even under the original Obamacare proposals. In fact, what the Republicans have proposed from Congress is basically to take it, those types of, you know, those types of funding mechanisms back to the original proposal in Obamacare. They're not getting rid of it. And just to be clear, it's terrible policy the way it's funded. But in healthcare, you do genuinely have to be careful as you shift that you don't leave something uncovered for a period of time. But they don't do that. They transition over 5 years, 0.5% a year, to a more logical standard program, give states and healthcare organizations time to transition. It's thoughtfully done, and it's the right thing to do, because what we're doing right now is just bad policy that's been abused by Washington and other states around the country.
Are there other major changes that came in that big, beautiful bill that you've noticed that are of particular use to Washington residents?
Well, there's a couple I would highlight, at least in general. Well, three I thought of. One, nobody wants to talk about the tax reduction, and this is a big deal. I mean, right now, you know, under current law, he simplified the tax code a number of years ago. Most folks don't itemize, use a standard deduction. It's $30,000. Without this bill, it would have dropped down to $12,500. That means whatever your tax rate is, you're paying your taxes on $17,500 more. That's a big number for folks. And
yeah, figure at least 20% of that number, so about $3,000. That's the least you're going to see. And you might see as much as a $6,000 tax jump without it.
That's right. So Democrats out there saying is we should increase your taxes so we can provide insurance, free insurance for able-bodied folks. It just doesn't make any sense. Beyond that, and you know, there's energy provisions in here that will help make energy less expensive in the future. Exactly the opposite of what the Democrats here in Washington have done over the last few years, to just drive up energy costs. I think that will help us long term. And then a lot of stuff in there, not getting a lot of talk, but essentially there's almost an entire ag bill in there to help the agricultural sector. And that's important in Washington, one of the biggest economic drivers, especially in eastern Washington. Really good stuff for ag long term.
Absolutely. That's John Braun, senator from Washington State.